We can start. It's possible that sorry for my little English. Instead, it's possible that someone of you know me, because it's about 12 years that me and my friend come to the Vintage Computer Festival in Munich. I'm Alberto Urbinelli, and I'm part of the Museo of Computer in Italy. We are a foundation, juridically, because in Italy, to preserve legally a large part of computers is impossible to make this as a private people. It's necessary to have a foundation or an association. So the computer is not of a people, but is property of an institution, and they are granted from all in Italy. This is the area of our museum. Is a great area at about 12,000 square meters of green, with a large building of about 4,000 square meters, with offices, exhibition, bibliothek, and laboratory. And I think is the only true museum in Italy of informatics, because in Italy there are a large number of collectors, little museum, often in a garage or a little building, but informatic museum are about 1982, 1983, when I started with I use the term collect, but is early speak about collect. It was only a passion for electronic instruments. Becoming large, the collection to a basement, then to an apartment, to a building. Still today, a full industrial settlement. The picture in the previous slide. And now, because we need more space, in the next 3-4 years, we have in mind to build a new construction of about 3 floors of 2,000 square meters for every floor, to make more room for other computers. We have about in a week 2 or 3 donations of materials from people or from industry or government. About every week come a computer, but a computer can be a little calculator, Spectrum or Commodore or little on computer, but computer mean a mainframe, like this room, like IBM or Sperry, or some digital box machine, very large. So we need a lot of space. Why a computer museum? This is what I think in Italy, but I think is generally to know, because computer is a scientific culture, is not only a passion to learn. In the school, it's very easy to learn from an old computer, because an old computer have every part separated. A student can be involved in the knowledge of a board, an old board. In the modern computer, often you have a chip, a single chip, and it's impossible to learn something, to remember, because there are a lot of stories to remember, of people, of brand that today don't exist, because the culture is not only classic. In Italy, we have a big problem. In Italy, the museum are classic museum. If you go to Rome, there are only classic museum. In Rome, we don't have one scientific museum. For example, like Deutsch Museum. Deutsch Museum, I think, is the best scientific museum in Europe. We have a little museum in Milan, Milano. But in Italy, the culture is classic. Scientifics is not considered as something that can be interesting for the government. The government investment is only in the classic culture. But, above all, don't miss our story, because I am a designer of a computer from a lot of years. I think most of you was involved in the computer industry, and this is our story.
Since you mentioned it, the University Museum of Milano is quite fun to visit. Because you visit the museum upstairs, and you see, as you said, a very classical exhibition. And you arrive downstairs in the basement, and you see a Cray YMP. I don't remember anymore, but it's quite fun. Mm-hmm. Very surprising.
Okay. Narration in the museum. We have different paths for different approach. The main path in the museum is chronological order. Start from mechanical calculator, some typewriters, then to the first electrical calculators, the first computers, and so on. Another part is for type of machine. For example, there are people that are interested, there's a lot of people, only in home computers, not in mainframe, in server, or industrial computer, only in home computers. And we have a path divided for type of machine. So there is the section of the home computer. On the underground floor there is the section of the big iron, mainframe, mini computer, for example, IBM system 3, 4, 6, and so on. Mainframe, big printer, and a lot of machine that normally people don't have in mind when they go to museum. A lot of students, when come to us, are interested in the Commodore machine, in the Sinclair machine, and they can have a path for every typology of machine. And the last part is for brand, a part of the exhibition with Olivetti machine, that in Italy is a name, very important. Another part with the DEC, the digital machine, from the PDP, to the VAX, to the MicroVAX, and the most recent machine. IBM has a very large exhibition because we have a lot of IBM machine. And at the end of this part, there is a little exhibition for all the brand that have built on sometimes one machine or two machine, or machine that have been designed but never sell in the normal market. And this is the path for type of approach. Different path for any age, because we are working to a system of streaming in the museum. You can, using a smartphone, you can have information about every machine, video and audio information. But this information are different for age. For example, for children are very simple if possible funny. For adults is the normal information. And for elderly people, it's a version of narration, very simple, but with many examples. For example, for mechanical construction or other system, that an elderly people, it's possible that remember and know a similar concept of the computer knowledge. Laboratories, because all the machine, if possible, are working. There are not glass or wire that limits the people. Every people can touch, can test the machine. We have in mind a symbol, a semaphore, like a traffic light. Red is don't touch. For example, for the mainframe. Normally, people, it's very difficult to start mainframe. Red, yellow light for the machine that can be started, but you need to ask to an operator, like mini computers. And green light for all the machine, for example, the home computer, that everyone can start use reading the user guide, or very, very simple use. We are working to restore a lot of machine, because we have a very large number of machine, because we save not only very rare computer, but all the informatic history. For example, the very common printers or dump terminals, not only machine for collectors. How we work? Our mainly activities are saving first, and saving is not only saving, but in addition preserving, restoring, and showing to the people. Saving. Often we need a very big lift. For example, this is an IBM mainframe coming from Istituto Geografico de Agostini. It's a big industry in Italy that make all the maps. All the maps in Italy was built by this industry. And they have donated this mainframe to our museum. These savings are very, very expensive, because we don't have the lift or this big truck, and we need to pay people to for these activities. It's very, very simple to save a PC or a computer, but big machines are very heavy to move, to store. In the building, often there are stairways or other problems. Restoring. This is the most, I think, the most funny activities to repair and clean machine that come in museum. We have a large laboratory with instrumentation and a little collection of components, TTL circuits, transistor, and other parts that we need to repair the machine. For example, in the picture, there is an Olivetti machine, a little computer with no microprocessor. This is TTL CPU based, and with 8 ink floppy driver. The restoring activity is very important, because we try to stop the obsolescence of the machine. For example, battery in the machine often make a lot of damage. We need to eliminate immediately when the machine comes in the museum. And this computer is a little slow. Showing the children, because the main part of our visitors are children, are school, and we need to explain to the children how works all the computers, and what you can make with all computers. A very simple didactical experiment then we make with children is made using two computers and the old PC, the first PC with MS-DOS, Microsoft DOS, and WorldStar. And a new generation PC with the last version of Windows. Now we are using Windows 7. And the people write a letter. When we start the machine at the same time, when the people on the PC, the children on the PC are writing, the other PC is still booting. This is important because today a child don't know that have a very large amount of memory of speed clock speed and are not requested for very common activities like write a letter. And this is the main activity of the museum. Exhibition. I think this is a very familiar image. This is here about 2 years ago. Because museum is not only visitors in the museum, but is exhibition in Italy, and this is the only exhibition that we make out of Italy in Europe. This is another exhibition in Italy. This is only with Olivetti machine, typewriter, calculators, computers, and notebooks. Was named this exhibition from mechanical to electronics, and was the history of this brand. Another exhibition with in a fair in Milan. Normally, when we make an exhibition, we try to use not common machine, but strange machine, not necessarily rare, but strange, like ultraviolets or telex terminal or mechanical computers. Visitors. This is a school, and I'm explaining some machine in a part of the part of the path for student. That is very simple, with only a few machine, not all, because the collection is very large. We have visitors from all galaxy. You remember this? They have come to our stand in Milan to see the exhibition. Okay, number, because a very simple mode to for to have an idea of the dimension of the museum, add the numbers. This is an old mechanical calculator, very common in Italy, is the divisumma 18, 18. You can find in every flea market, you can find for less than 5 euros this machine. It's very, very common in Italy. Items. We have more than 8,000 of items really existing at now in the museum. An item can be a computer, a printer, a terminal, an electronic instrument. And an item can be a little calculator, like DataMat Texas Instruments calculator or a mainframe. More than 6,000 items catalogated and photographed on our website. We have a lot of machines that are waiting to be restored and inserted in the database. A bibliothèque with more than 2,000 books. Books are generically informatic books, user manual, or a specific manual like a language or a compiler. Complete a collection of more than 30 magazines.
Italian?
Italian and a little in English, like Byte. We have Byte in English. And we have one magazine in Deutsch, Elector. We have people have donated all the collection of Elector in Deutsch. It's in the bibliothèque, it's one need. In the future, we hope to scan all the books and the magazine, but now it's impossible. 160 gigabytes of documentation, always available on online. The most are Acrobat format manual or scanned documents. Distances. More than 30,000 kilometers traveled every year in Italy and a little, very little in Europe to save machines. All around the Italian region there are machines that are programmed to destroy it, and we got to sell them. Travel up to 1,000 kilometers, like in Sicily. We are in the north of Italy. If we need to go to Sicily or other south region, we need to travel for about 1,000 kilometers to pick up machines. Money. The total project is of about 1.5 million of euros. The first part of half a million euros already funded is the acquisition of the building you have seen in the starting image. $200,000 euros invested by our foundation and 300,000 euros financed by Banca del Piemonte, is a local bank only in Piedmont. Piedmont is the region of Italy in where we live. And, this bank has financed a great part of this operation. This is the situation at now. The second step, I hope in this year, is of about 300,000 euros and is the remake of the roofs and the photovoltaic system to have energy, electrical energy for the museum and a little financial input from selling the energy not used. The final completion of about 700,000 of euros is the new building, but this is the future and we need help. We don't make this step without a big help from government or banks. But we have in mind this to reach this target. Okay.
Thanks.
Surfaces. 4,000 square meters of exhibition today on two floors. On the underground floor we have the big iron machine and at the first floor a little heavy machine. 230 square meters of office because we need office for all the administrative, financial and bureaucratic activities. 200 square meters of accommodation available to volunteers. We have a little, medium number of volunteers that come from every part of Italy. And we are building an accommodation so they can reach us without the cost of an hotel. 6,000 square meters of green around the museum for green park. Children or family can make a picnic in the green area. 2,000 square meters of parking for car and bus. We have two separate parking, one for the cars and one very large for the bus. Totally it's 12,000 square meters of property. People. We are 6 founding members, people that founded the museum, and we have spent a lot of money in this activity. 218 supporting members are people that can make a donation or give us support for activity in other countries. 15 volunteers at the museum, really working at the in the museum. 20 employees on the whole national territory. If possible, we try to have in every region. Italy is have 20 region, and we hope to have in every region a people that can coordinate the activity locally. Time. A history of more than 25 years. The collection of a computer is starting in 1988, about with an Intel development system, the first computer coming in. Beginning of the real museum 10 years ago. Search for a new home 3 years ago, and completing of restructuring within the next year, and building expansion within 5 years is very, very optimistically, but we need to think positive. Okay. I hope to stay in time. This is all our data, our address, phone, the website, and all the fiscal data. We are an ICOM member registered. ICOM is the International Council of Museums. Of UNESCO, and we are a member of this association, like all museum. All this light will be available on our website when I return to Italy in the next week. Okay, thank you. We look forward to see you at the museum. If you have any question here or at the exhibition, we are here with a little exhibition of typewriters and other items. Okay, I have terminated in time.
You're not perfect.
Now,
okay.
What they do, was die machen, ist wirklich, wirklich bemerkenswert, weil schon über viele Jahre einfach Stück für Stück weitergearbeitet wird und auch was Echtes rauskommt. Also da mal hingehen, mal vorbeischauen, wenn man in der Nähe ist, ist es wert. Man kann ihn direkt anschreiben, dann kriegt man auch seine Privatführung. Ja, einfach nur sagen, vom VZF. Ja, man muss immer, es gibt Kulturen, da muss man einfach vom richtigen Onkel empfohlen werden. Und dann können sie sagen, ihr kommt von dem dicken Blauen.
Wo ist das genau? In welchem Ort?